Shus, the Mashkiach, and our yeshiva. I'd like to thank the yeshiva for an opportunity to share a few ideas with you. It's a zchus to be able to be mishtatef in the limud haTorah of such a choshev yeshiva, place of Bnei Aliyah. We had in the Kriyas haTorah today, one of the themes of Shiva also b'Tammuz, says, Vayif Soil, the Rebbeinu Shleilim said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Psalach ha-shnei luchay savonim k'rishoynim, וחשפתי על הלוחי, הדבר מה שהיו, על הלוחי הראשונים, אשר שיברת, the first luchis that you broke. Moshe Rabbeinu was told to make a second pair of luchis, to replace the first set of luchis that he had broken. And Chazal darshan on the word אשר שיברת, the word somehow amaramas to you, יש הכח ששיברת. The Rabbeinu Shalom was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, this is explained by the Gemara in Shabbos, that Rabbeinu Shem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I know I never asked you to destroy the luchas, to break the luchas. You did it midatoi. This is one of the three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did midatoi, of his own opinion, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking to him afterwards. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yasher Koach, I thank you that you did it. It was the right thing. The Gemara explains, Moshe Rabbeinu made a kal v'chomer. He said, even in a mitzvah like Korban Pesach, it's one mitzvah, a person who doesn't keep the mitzvah of Bris Milah, shouldn't participate in Korban Pesach. Kal v'chomer, Klal Yisrael, who worship the Egel, shouldn't have the Torah. And that's why he smashed the luchas. So it was his cheshbon, he made the cheshbon, he made the decision and he smashed the luchas. The interesting thing is that various midrashim say there was another nekuda here as well, which contributed to the shviras haluchas. A very, very intriguing thing. The Medrash says, Lo shabram acha parochu kala oisiois. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't actually break them until all the oisiois, the letters, somehow flew away from the luchos. V'oz hayu kvedim. Then they were heavy, and then they dropped. Either Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't hold them anymore, then he decided, he says, there's no point giving them, I'll throw them down. Somehow, this was another part in Moshe Rabbeinu's cheshbon. So something happened here which seems to be very weird. Oisiois, carrying luchas, all of a sudden the letters float up to Shemaim? What kind of thing is that? It seems, sometimes Chazal speak in Divrei Mesholim, could be a moshel to something. If it's a moshel, what is it a moshel for? The oath is going up to Shemaim? And if it's not a moshel, it's a nace, what's the purpose of such a nace that the letters start floating up? It's very, very strange. Kasha number one. Kasha number two is this. There is a Gemara, and the Rambam brings it in Hilchos Talmud Torah, in part of the Halachas, at the beginning, in the Akdoma really, to the rest of Hilchos Talmud Torah, and he brings a few things which emphasize the Chashivos of Talmud Torah. And the Gemara says, Ein tchilas dinoi shel adam ela al divrei Torah. When a person gets up to Shemaim, then there's a din v'cheshbon awaiting us, we have to be aware of that. And we do our best to prepare for that in this world. And Chazal tell us, Tchilas Din, the first thing for which we get Din, Divrei Torah, Talmud Torah. The Gemara mentions this in Kiddushin Daf Mem Amud Beis, and there Tosfos asks Akasha. Tosfos says, Hadama Beferek Bama Madlikin. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, a famous Gemara, which seems to say the opposite, seems to say something different. The Gemara there says, Kshmachnisim Adam Ledin, when the Beis Din Shamala bring a person to Din, Oimrimlo, they ask him a bunch of questions, and they're very well known. And the first did, Nasata Venosata Be'emuna. Did you do your business dealings faithfully, honestly, with MS? Now, Frek Tosfos, why did the Gemara in Shabbos say the first thing that comes up in the court hearing in the Beis Din Shamala is Nasata Venosata Be'emuna? And this other Gemara said the first thing that comes up is Talmud Torah. How do you square the two? Answers Torah, the pshat is like this. Hayna davke le'inyan she'ela. Court proceedings in the Beis Din Shamala have two stages. The first stage is the hearing. The person will be challenged. Did you do this? Did you do that? In the court hearing of Beis Din Shamala, the first question will be Nosata v'nosata be'emunah. However, says Tosfos, Mikol Mokim Nifroi Mimenu Tchila, once the Din Torah is finished and the sentence is pronounced upon the person, and he has to receive his oinish, then, has to receive whatever din he has to receive, then the first thing for which he'll receive din is Talmud Torah. The Torah answered the kasha. The contradiction was, is the first part of din Masatav and Masatav Ben Mona, or is it Talmud Torah? And for Tosfos, in the hearing, in the challenges that the Beis and Shemala will put to a person, the first question is, Masatav and Masatav Ben Mona. However, in the Oinshim, when the sentence is carried out, the first thing is Talmud Torah. And that's the end of Tosfos. And I was thinking, okay, Tosfos answered the kasha. But why is there a difference? Why should it be that there's something different in the first stage of the din, in the questioning? There, Nasatav Nasatav Emunah comes first. And then in the Oinshim, Talmud Torah comes first. Why should the one come first in the first stage and the other come first in the second stage? A second kasha. A third ha'ara is a Gemara which some needs to be understood. The Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Kuftes Amud Beis, says something which at first glance is quite shocking, to the point that I wouldn't be surprised if some mashkichim, so not the mashkichim of caliber who aren't afraid to tackle anything. However, some mashkichim might avoid the following Gemara. The Gemara says, "Kala ema ein loy Torah, ein loy Torah." The person said, I don't have Torah, doesn't have Torah. Now that seems obvious. So the Gemara, Pshita, what are you talking about? The Gemara goes through a discussion, does it mean this, does it mean that? In the end, the Gemara says, what it means is this. A person who says, Ein li ela Torah, I only have Torah, not Torah. Torah is everything in my life, only Torah. Says the Gemara, Koloi ein loy ela Torah, afilu Torah ein loy. Of course he doesn't have other things, he's not doing other mitzvahs, so we know he doesn't have other mitzvahs, but you'd think at least he has Torah. Does the Gemara know? If he said he only has Torah, even Torah he doesn't have. Why? Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Papa, Omar Kro, Ulamadatem Vasisem. The Torah said you should learn, you should do. Kol Sheyeshnei Basia, Yeshnei Belemida. If you're included in the category of doing mitzvahs, fulfilling the Torah, you have the learning of Torah. Kol Sheyeshnei Basia, Eino Belemida. If he doesn't have doing, he doesn't have learning either. So that's what the Gemara says. Koloi me'ein li'ela Torah, afilu Torah ein loy. The Gemara explained it. It said it had to do with the Asiya and the Lamida. You've got to have both. But sof kosof, it's hard to understand. The person said, I only have Torah. He doesn't even have Torah. He has Torah. He's learning Torah. How can you say he doesn't have Torah? That's the third ha'ara. To try and understand this inyan, let's go to a Gemara in Kiddushin. Very Yesodistic Gemara. The Gemara says in Daf Mem there was a discussion between Reb Tarfon and the Zakenim who were Mesubin in Aliyah Space Nitzah in Lud, wherever that was. They came together. Nishalo She'ela Zu Bifneihem. The following question was asked. What's greater? In Yiddishkeit, we have two things. We have Talmud and we have Maisa. We have to spend time learning, but we have to spend time doing. We're not learning when we shake the lulav and we eat the matzah and daven, and we're not doing any of those mitzvahs when we're learning. Two distinct halakim of Yiddishkeit. Which is a greater, asks the Gemara. And there was a discussion, and there was even a machlokes about it. Nana Reb Tarfon v'omar, Reb Tarfon, at least at first, said, Maisa godel, Maisa is the greater thing. Nana Reb Kiva v'omar, however, Reb Kiva said, Talmud Godel. No, I disagree with you, Reb Tarfon. Talmud is greater. Nenu kulam v'omru. Presumably after some discussion, they all came to conclusion and they said, Talmud Godel? Talmud is greater. But not stam, they gave it an explanation. Why? Sha Talmud mevi lidei maisa. Talmud is greater because Talmud brings to maisa. Now, when we think about it, we were thinking, Talmud, Maisa, which is greater? The Gemara's answer that Talmud is Godel, Shemevi Lidei Maisa, is a little bit confusing. Because it's saying Talmud is great because it brings to Maisa. So the whole reason why Talmud is great is because it brings to Maisa. So what do I really want? What's my final goal? Seemingly Maisa. So it sounds like Maisa's greater. So the Gemara's answered the question, but left us somewhat confused. In what way, really, is Talmud Godel? What exactly does Talmud Godel Shemevli Dei Maisa mean? And I think my understanding of the sugya is there are two mahalchim here, because there's a Rashi. Rashi in his golden aveta, Rashi in his golden words, a few words, reveals a secret. Rashi says, if I remember correctly, three words. On the words Talmud Gadol Shemevi Lidei Maisa, Rashi says, V'nim tzur shneim biyodei. Then you'll have both in hand. He's answered the question. Why is Talmud Gadol Shemevi Lidei? How does the fact that Talmud is Mevi Lidei Maisa make it greater than Maisa? Answers Rashi, because Talmud, when you learn what to do, and then you do. So then you have both. So through Talmud, you can have both Talmud and Maisa. Whereas through, if you would do Maisa, not Talmud, you would not gain Talmud for doing Maisa. So doing Maisa would only leave you with the one, and doing Talmud would leave you with the two. That's how Rashi explains Talmud Gadol Shemevi Lidei Maisa. There is a Maharal in Nesivas Olam, in Nesiva Torah, who seems to be coming to disagree with this pshat. And he says something different. He says, "Eina perush kemoish mevinim." The explanation is not like people say. Ki kasher loy me Torah, yeda achakach lekayim ha-Torah, al yedei shelam ha-Torah. The explanation is not that through learning you'll know what to do, and therefore you'll do. It's not the pshat. Ki b'shvil kach ein godoil ha-Torah. That would not make Torah great. It's true, according to Rashi, like Rashi said, you'd have both, but it wouldn't make Torah intrinsically greater. Said the Maharal, what's meant here is something deeper. Ha-perush hu ki ha-Torah hi po'eles she-yetzu ha-maisim le-po'el. Torah has a power, a potential to bring things into actuality. That's what it means, Talmud Gadol Shemevi Lidei Maisa. You learn, and you can bring that into actuality. That's the greatness of Talmud. So again, as is often the case with Maharal, we find ourselves struggling to understand what he means. He's just said, don't think it means Talmud is great because you'll know what to do. Doesn't mean that. It means Talmud is great because the Torah has the potential to come to actuality. How does it come to actuality? Because you're Mekayim, what you learn. Isn't that the same as you know what to do and you do it? What does the Maharal mean? I think the Maharal means something much deeper. Means Torah should not be seen as a discipline, as something we learn. It's a bunch of ideas, it's intellectual things. Of course, as everyone knows, everyone who learns Torah seriously knows, it's not that. Torah is a system for living. When we're learning Torah, we're trying to absorb within ourselves a system for living. Says the Maharal, the point is this, every bit of Torah you learn, and this is not just Torah which you will learn and you will be able to put into practice. It's much more than that. You learn some Torah which has some, every bit of Torah has some practical application. Even if it will never have any practical application to you individually, it's still the system of Torah. You are learning the Torah that could come to actuality, the Torah that could create a world. If we built a society of Torah, this is what it would look like. This is what Torah is. That's much more than simply, I learn in order that I'll know how to shake the lulav, I'll know how to eat matzah. This is the big picture, this is something much more grand. That, says the Maharal, that's how he understands Talmud Gadol Shemevi Lidei Maisa. Could be the Mama Muska in parenthesis. This, we don't need this for to come back to the kasha that we asked, but just to understand the depth of this sugya, Talmud Gadol Shemevi Lidei Maisa, these two approaches. You have Rashi's approach of Talmud Gadol Shemevi Lidei Maisa. It brings you know what to do, and you do it. It's a healthy approach to life. You'll learn, and you'll do. You'll be doing everything right. Nimtzu shneim biyodei. You have the Maharal's approach, that the greatness of learning is that you're learning something which creates a world, which is yotzei lepoel. There's what seems to be a machlokes between the Meshech Chochma and Rashi, of all people. The Meshech Chochma speaks about a famous pasuk where Klal Yisrael said, "Kol asher dibar Hashem naaseh v'nishma." We will hear and we will do. The famous phrase. Frag the Meshech Chochma. If you look earlier in Parshas Yisroi, there's, if you like, a parallel pasuk. It's in Shmos Yud Tes Pasuk Ches. And there the pasuk says, "Vayanu kolam yachto vayomru koila shadib Hashem naase." We will do. Vayanu kolam yachto. All the people answered together and said, "We will do." So why ask the Meshech Chochma one place before they receive Torah? It says, "Koila shadib Hashem naase," and later on it says, "Naase v'nishma." I don't even know if chronologically it's later. I'm not sure which is. If chronologically it would be later, you could perhaps say that they went from the lower Madrega to the higher Madrega. But it's not clear that chronologically one comes before the other. Anyway, that's the kasha of the Meshech Chochma. What's the difference between the Nasa in Parshas Yisro and the Nasa V'Nishma in Parshas Mishpatim? And he gives a beautiful answer. He says, there are Tariyak mitzvahs, and we want to fulfill all of them. However, Yesh asher la-Leviim. There are some things that can only be fulfilled by Leviim, and some for Kohen Gadol, and some for the Melech, and some for the Sanhedrin. So no one individual alone can fulfill all 613. How then can we have the schus of all 613? He said, because kol Yisrael areivim ze lo ze, all Yisrael are areivim for each other, we're all together. And because we're all together and we take responsibility for each other, then I get the schus for the mitzvahs that I cannot do because my fellow Yisrael has done them. And therefore each of us can get the schus for all tariag mitzvahs. That, said the Meshech Chochma, is one way in which you can get the schus for all tariag mitzvahs. There's another way as well. And the other way is, whatever you can do, you do. And whatever you can't do, you learn about. And if you learn about it, says the Meshech Chochma, the Gemara says, "Koloisik b'toras chatos kilu hikriv chatos." If a person offers up a korban chatos, if a person learns about korban chatos, it's as if he offered up a korban chatos. Says the Meshech Chochma, you see from there that connecting to the learning of a mitzvah can be as if one did the mitzvah. So he said these two psukim are talking about two different ways in which we can have the schus of all tayag mitzvahs. The first pasuk, it says, "Vayanu kolom yachtov." They all answered together. It said collectively, "Koil Hashem dibar Hashem." Whatever Hashem said, Nasa, we will do. Because we're yachtov, because we're together, we can say we're being mekayim the whole Torah. In the later case, in Chof Dalet Zayin, pasuk Nasa v'nishma. Where it says, Vayomru, it doesn't say Vayomru Kolam Yachtov, it said they all said it, but they all said it to a certain extent of individuals, said the Meshech Chochma. And he said, they said, Kol Asher Dibar Hashem Naase V'Nishma. We will be Mekayim the whole Torah, how? Whatever we can do, Naase, and whatever we can't do physically, Nishma we'll hear about, meaning we'll learn the Torah of, and through that we'll fulfill it. So says the Meshech Chochma, this is two different ways of being. Of the Mekayim, the Kol HaTorah Kula, Shesamta Meshech Chochma. Put that on hold for a moment. There's an interesting Rashi in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Dalet. The Gemara says a story in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Dalet. Ashkechei Rabba Bar Avua. Rabba Bar Avua one day found Eliyahu HaNovi in the Beis HaKvaros. Now Eliyahu HaNovi, the Gemara says, is actually Pinchas. If Eliyahu is Pinchas, he's a Kohen. If he's a Kohen, what's he doing in the Beis HaKvaros? So there was a discussion between them. It turned out that it was the Beis HaKvaros of Goyim. And Eliyahu HaNovi said to Rabbo Bar Avua, who challenged him, "Don't you know the klal that Akum Einam Etamim Ba'oyel, the famous din, Atem Kurim Odom, Einam Asa'olam Kurim Odom, it's Machlok Sushoinim, whether it applies Lemaisa," but that's what he said to him, that Goy is not Metamim Ba'oyel. So Rabbo Bar Avua answered him, "I'm sorry," he said, "We struggle to understand the four Siddurim that we learn, but all six we can't manage." That's what Rabbi Baravur said. So Rashi explained, what did he mean? He said, "I'm sorry," he apologized to Eliyahu HaNovi, he didn't know Taurus so well. Because there's Zroim, Moyed, Noshim, Nezikim, Kochim, Taurus. He said, "Of those four, there are two I don't know so well, which include Taurus." Says Rashi, what are the four that he was referring to? Says Rashi, it's Moed, Noshim, Nezikim. Those always apply to everyone. They're very common. What's the fourth? Says Rashi, the fourth is Kochim. Kochim doesn't apply when there's no Beis HaMikdash. He says, yes, it does. Because the Gemara says that if you learn Talmidei Chacham Moiskin Behilchas Avoyde B'chol Mokoyim, it's as if they were Makriv. That's the same Gemara the Meshech Chachma quoted. That a person who is Oisek B'Toras Chatos Kilo Hikriv Chatos. So if you've been listening carefully, you will see that there's a bit of a machlokes between Rashi and the Meshech Chachma. Because according to Rashi, the rule that if you learn about Korban Chatos, it's as if you're Makriv Chatos, only applies to Kodshim. It's something unique to Korbanos. Something special about Korbanos. Maybe a Korban is a connection to Hashem. You can connect to Hashem through your thoughts, through the Torah of the Korbanos as well, where there's no Beis HaMikdash, some sort of idea like that. But it doesn't apply to the whole Torah. The Meshech Chachma says that from that Gemara, you see it applies to the whole Torah. I was thinking perhaps this is Rashi Lishitosai and the Meshech Chochma is going with the understanding that we had before of the Maharal. Because if you learn that Godel Talmud Shemevi Lidei Maisa is a practical thing, you have to be Mekayim the Talmud, you have to be Mekayim the Maisa, then it only applies when you can actually be Mekayim the Maisa through it. Kodshim Korbanos is an exception. There's some exceptional drasha for Korbanos. But it wouldn't apply to everything. According to the Maharal, though, Talmud Gadol Shemevi Lidei Maisa doesn't need you to actually do it. It needs you to appreciate, to project upon the whole world, and to understand, of course, to apply where it is relevant, but not only when it's relevant, to understand how Torah applies to the whole world, to the system for the world. And that fits with the idea of the Meshech Chochma. The Kol HaShadib HaShem Nasa, we do what we can do, but the rest of Torah we fulfill through Asiya. So that's a little bit of the Amkus, perhaps, of the different ways of looking at Talmud Gadol Shemevi Lidei Maisa. But either way, you have a principle here. The greatness of Talmud lies in the fact that it's Mevi Lidei Maisa, and it's essential that one's Talmud should be Mevi Lidei Maisa. With that, we can come back to the kasha that we asked. What is Torah? Torah is not learning an intellectual discipline. It's learning a system for life. Kol ha'omer ein li ela Torah. Person, if I only have Torah, what you only have system for life, which you're not going to focus on putting into practice, you call that Torah? Kol ha'omer ein li ela Torah. Afilu Torah ein la. You don't even have Torah. That's the pshat in the Gemara in Yevamos. And there's a halacha. That's Gemara, I think, in Moed Kotten Daftes. The Rambam brings it in Hechas Talmud Torah. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch, Yerodeh, Siman Reish Mem Vav, a famous halacha. When you have Torah and mitzvahs, said on the tzetl, it said, Torah and mitzvahs, which comes first? When a person has a conflict, wants to learn that the mitzvah which needs to be done, how do you decide which takes precedence? So it's famous, there's a rule that it depends. If the mitzvah can be done by somebody else, then let somebody else do it. And it would seem that by the same token, if the mitzvah needs to be done, but doesn't need to be done now, then learn and do it when it needs to be done. As long as you won't risk it never being done by procrastinating too much. However, if a mitzvah can't be done by anyone else, and it needs to be done, you have to do it, you have to stop learning and do it. Now on the surface, if mitzvah is greater than Talmud, so if Godel Maisa, then you should always stop the Torah to do the mitzvah. If Godel Talmud, you should always let the Torah vanquish the mitzvah and say, I'll carry on learning. Why do I need to do a mitzvah? I'm doing a greater mitzvah. Why is it that Chazal came up with this pshara that if it's efshali de'achirim, carry on learning. If not, you have to stop your learning and do the mitzvah. Why is that? So the Me'iri says an answer which is very similar to the concept we've been discussing. He says that Torah, limud Torah, has to be al menos la'asos. Torah has to be on condition in order to do. And what one understands from the Me'iri is that if I learn and my mindset isn't that I will do whatever my learning tells me I need to do, then there's something lacking in my learning. So when a person stops learning to do a mitzvah which can't be done by anyone else and therefore needs to be done, he's doing it because otherwise his learning will be deficient. But that explains why you mafsik Torah for mitzvah shi'ash al-idei achirim. Not in a way, it's not for the mitzvah, but it's because otherwise there'd be something lacking in one's Torah because of the unity there is between Torah and mitzvahs. Let's come back to the Tosfos, who asked the kasha between Nosata and Nosata Be'emunah. The first question that's asked, that about the Tchilas Din on a person is Talmud Torah. How do the two things work together? So, let's consider. Is there a connection between those two inyonim? Nosata and Nosata Be'emunah means the person being honest, having good midas, being straight in what he does. Is there a connection between that and his learning? Of course there's a connection between that and his learning. Because we believe that to a great extent, the nasata and nasata be'emuna, the midas of a person, are created by his learning. And by the way, if you see, when you often see a nasata and nasata be'emuna in Yidden who aren't Mekayim Torah, very often it's because this is part of Yiddishkeit that they've held on to from previous generations. It all still comes from the Torah. Ultimately, it always comes from the Torah. However, imagine a person learns and doesn't reach the Nasata and Nasata Be'emuna through his learning. Is that learning? That would be a person who says, Ein li ela Torah. If a person learns and doesn't achieve Nasata and Nasata Be'emuna through his Torah, there's something wrong with his Torah. And perhaps that explains the point that Tosfos explained. Because when a person comes to the Dinin based in Shamala, we're interested. The first question is asked is Nasata and Nasata Be'emuna. Why? Because they want to know. You learned your whole life, maybe. We'll come to that soon. But first, you want to see what the Torah did to you. Because the Torah, even if we'll ask you about the Torah, and it turns out you learned every day. If the Torah didn't transform you as a person, if the Torah didn't wake its way into your very being, and then there's nothing to talk about anyway. So the first question we ask is Nasata and Nasata Be'emuna. But ultimately, what's most important is what were you dovuk to Torah? Correctly, of course, but were you dovuk to Torah? And therefore, when the din is carried out, then the first din is on Talmud Torah. Let's come back to the very interesting thing of Shviras Haluchas. Now, here we need to think about that a little bit more, just for a moment. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu went up Har Sinai and wanted to bring the Torah down. And instead, the Gemara says, the Malachim argued with him. He says, "Tnohayt chal ha-shamayin," they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "the Torah should remain here. Mal yilud isha beinenu." What are they, a mere mortal? What's he doing here? Why are they coming to get Torah? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "You answer them." But what was the question of the Malachim? The question of the Malachim is, you know what Kedusha Torah has? Torah is like a helium balloon. It floats upwards. It belongs in Shemaim. It doesn't belong to... Well, why should it... How should it attach itself to Earth? What should it do on Earth? And Moshe Rabbeinu answered, look, Malachim, klum yetzara yesh beinechem, klum kina v'sachrus yesh beinechem. You have no yetzara. You have no kina v'sachrus. You don't appreciate the other aspect of Torah. Of course, Torah is a thing of great, sublime Kedusha. But there's a purpose. That great sublime Kedusha can do something to this lowly world. If you bring it to a world with Yetzara and with Kinav Asachros, and you really use it as it should, you will transform that world. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted of the Torah. And that was the answer that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave to the Malachim. And with that he was Zoichen, he was given the Torah. Now we had Torah with the Luchas, and he made his way down the mountain, down Har Sinai. All of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Lech rei ki shichei samcha. I want to tell you, something's happening. Not such good news. Klal Yisrael are worshipping the Egel. Which means Klal Yisrael have weakened, have dropped to a certain extent their commitment to Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu makes a kavachomer. Should they receive the Torah? Should they not receive the Torah? And all of a sudden, something happens. Whether it's a musik that Moshe, a marshal for something Moshe Rabbeinu sees, or maybe whether it actually happened, the letters start leaving the luchos. Why do the letters start leaving the luchos? Because if we accept Torah, if we're committed to Torah, if we're not worshipping the Egel, then Torah can become part of us. Torah can stay in this world. Torah can transform this world. But if we're not doing that, then what place does Torah have in this world? It has no place, Chas V'Shalom. And it starts floating up. And that's what happened with Shviras HaLuchas. And the Medrash said then, Moshe Rabbeinu was left with Luchas, which were heavy. And he dropped them. And this, once we understand all these chazal, let's think of this last nakuda, is something which is so powerful that this should find its way into all of our hearts. This is the Torah with the luchos, sorry, the luchos with the oisis of Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu could carry. The luchos without the oisis of Torah are heavy. Why? Perhaps the idea is this. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that Torah is megadalto umereimamto mikol ha'masim. Torah lifts us. Another aspect, the Gemara said, the Oroin noiseis noisav, the Oroin carried people who were supposed to be carrying it. We think of Talmud Torah as an oil. It's a burden, it's hard. We think of mitzvahs as a burden, they're hard. But you know the chiddush that we have here? If you have Torah by itself, it will be hard. If you try and keep mitzvahs by themselves, it will be hard. But when you bring Torah and mitzvahs together, all your Torah becomes focused on what are the mitzvahs? There's excitement in the mitzvahs. There's an excitement in the connection of the mitzvahs. Suddenly, the whole thing becomes lighted. This is what you learn from the fact that the luchos were heavy when there are no oisius and become light when they're with the oisius of Torah. Maybe we'll be zeicha to truly connect our Torah and our mitzvahs together.